Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The New Hampshire Democratic Party today is going on the offensive against the state's Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate, Scott Brown. It begins airing two TV ads today that question Brown's record when he represented Massachusetts in the U.S. Senate. It continues what's already become a contentious race between Brown and the Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Gene Shaheen, even though Brown only won the GOP primary last week. We talked about the race with Politico congressional reporter Burgess Everett, who says national party leaders in Washington aren't sure what to expect.
You know, I think it's kind of in the second tier of races. We have this first tier of races where we're looking at incumbents in three southern states, Arkansas, North Carolina, and Louisiana, and Alaska as well. But the New Hampshire race is right after that. People have been kind of surprised to see these polls tighten. There was one that even showed the race almost deadlocked, which I think took all of us by surprise in Washington. And I think national party operatives are keyed into this race. So it's definitely, you know, one of the probably top six or seven Senate races in the entire country.
Well, which makes me wonder, is this viewed as winnable by Republican leaders in Washington? Do they think Scott Brown can pull this out?
So they're looking at this national map, and their idea is we want to take the majority. What's our best path to it? And I think this is kind of in this bucket, maybe with a state like Michigan or Iowa, where it's almost a bonus state. So I think they were really pumped to get Scott Brown to run for the seat. He didn't have to. It's a political risk for him. His campaign has had a couple missteps, but at the same time, he's shown some effective lines of attack on Gene Shaheen on things like immigration.
Well, flip side then, do Democrats in Washington worry Shaheen is vulnerable, or are they confident in her ability to pull out a win and be reelected?
Everybody's saying how confident they are. So although Republicans think they can win this, I think Democrats, you know, when I ask them privately, what races are you worried about? This is not one of them. Gene Shaheen has not really made any sort of gaffes. The thing that people are doing to her is linking her to the president, which is what people are doing to Democrats all across the country. And you see a statistic of how she's voted with the president, you know, 95% of the time. I think Democrats are thinking the only way that they're going to lose this seat is if there's a wave where their candidates lose everywhere.
In New Hampshire, they're thinking this is going to be the most expensive race in New Hampshire history, with upwards of $50 million being spent on the contest. Do you see a lot of national money being dumped into this race?
Not yet, and especially on the Republican side, they're kind of holding their money close to their vest. But I don't necessarily think that this is going to be the focus point of the national Republican money. However, you have these outside groups that operate independently, and if they decide that they see an edge here, they can easily pour in millions of dollars at the last minute.
Scott Brown had some big-name Republicans visit him during the primary contest. Senator John McCain joined him at a town hall event. Former Massachusetts governor and presidential candidate Mitt Romney endorsed Brown. Are these signs of things to come for Scott Brown in terms of big names, other big names coming up and campaigning for him?
I think that Republicans will probably send a couple surrogates up there, especially, you know, New Hampshire has a shipyard, which is a big part of the economy. One of the other ways that they've been attacking Gene Shaheen is on, you know, where is she at on the military? How supportive is she on taking on the Islamic State? So, you know, they're sending people up there that kind of have this foreign policy acumen, they believe. That's who I would expect to see up there. I don't think you're going to see, you know, Ted Cruz rallying people in New Hampshire. I think you would be seeing more hawkish Republicans.
Finally, on the Democratic side, we've had Vice President Joe Biden go to the shipyard, the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, and while he was there, put in a plug for Gene Shaheen. Is there any possibility, you think, that Gene Shaheen will ask President Obama to come up and campaign for?
I think that's probably pretty unlikely. The whole Republican strategy is President Obama's polling numbers are low. Let's tie the Democratic candidates to President Obama. So I don't think New Hampshire is one of the states where they're really going to be going out of their way to get the president to campaign for Democrats. But you might see someone like Michelle Obama go up there, or I wouldn't even be surprised if you want the Clintons go up there. But the president is not really in a super-duper high demand right now on the campaign trail.
Burgess Everett, congressional reporter for Politico, talking to us this morning about the New Hampshire Senate race between former Massachusetts U.S. Senator Scott Brown and the Democratic incumbent in in New Hampshire, Gene Shaheen. Thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Bob.